Well, then when the railroad come through here, man, one, when here P. Long, one for Route Road Commission, Railroad Commission, he give us a caution down in front of the house.
No kidding?
That's right.
Was he a law commissioner in this area?
Yeah.
Ha!
Right. Here P. Long was the one give us a railroad with this. And give them a place to ship cattle. We used to have to walk, drive our cattle to walk in to ship them.
Yeah.
They'd be here maybe 600 or 700 head of cattle in the evening.
Uh-huh.
Go out to my old home where I was born and raised, where my father and them lived in, then uh-huh. He's living. And they'd pin them there that night. Next morning, get up and drive them to walk in. And he told them if they'd vote for him, he'd give them a call, give us a call, so, you know, like he'll tell you, and give them some pin down here where they ship from Grand Canyon. Then there used to be a depot there in Grand Canyon. And that's how come that's when it changes, you know, the front of the house then.
That's amazing, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it was when I moved here in 1917.
Oh, he was Pete Long. That was, tell me about him. Do you know anything about him?
Oh, well, I just knew him as a railroad commissioner. Knew him as when he was our governor, you know, when he got killed and everything. But, Lord, I'm a long man and all for his sons and all of them because he's always, I say he was for the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Here P. Long was good to poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's all he ever done for us was give us this. Caution, but then that is enough for us to give you that, you know. We never had gotten one, so he was railroad commission.
Now you catch a train at the what?
Down here at Grand Canyon Depot. Used to be a big depot down there. Used to be four trains a day passing train run on this railroad.
Railroad.
Station. P.P. Railroad. And used to be a big depot down in Grand Canyon right across before the post office is, where all them old trees are there.
Cattle and
everything. Everything. Ship cattle and ship, and they had a yard there where you could ship pin, you know, where you could pin them and ship cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's, well, when I moved here in 17, it wasn't long after that they had a shipping pin down there.
Yeah.
But we used to, when we shipped horses from Silver Spring, Kansas City, Wichita, Kansas, they'd have to unload them over at Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Drive them through here, you know, to the government shipping place down here. And everything. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you want to get us that crossing down there where we got now.
Oh, now you get water from the what? That
deep well.
Yeah. Water comes out. You turn on the. You used not to have a place where you could turn water on.
We just get water right out from the well. Then we just have it. We have an emergency pump,
uh-huh.
You see.
When did you get pipes?
Where did we get pipes?
When did you get pipes?
Oh, we've had water ever since. Oh, I mean, we had water before he died in 1939, and I think we had water. We had another well down there. This used to be a well out there. It wasn't much good
uh-huh.
for that little house right there. And then it had piped already to the house, you see. And then when that well went to the front, we dug this one here. About 9 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Yeah. Did you have a home? Now, when somebody would take water out, did you have a place where you could turn it on? They brought water out to you, in the field, in a cart or a container.
No, didn't have nothing like that. You had to take it in a jug. We sat in the shade of a tree, drink it if it was hot. You drink it.
I see.
Yeah.
Now. In something that came in a barrel, maybe a liquid water in a water barrel or something like that, would you have a thing that you could turn on?
Turn on and fill that barrel full, you see.
Yeah.
But see, that you'd have to fill it up here at the house to take it to the field with you.
I see. At the bottom, you'd call that a what?
Called a water cage.
Huh?
You call them water cages.
And you could turn it on through the what?
The faucet. It had a little faucet in there. You could turn it on and off.
I see.
Yeah. I want to show you something he had gotten, but he was with the deer when they killed him. He had his leg broke at the time, and he wasn't in the picture, but he always went out there and hunted. They put him, and a horse throwed him in a rodeo and broke his leg.
Yeah, I bet he's quite a hunter.
Oh, yeah, he goes to Wyoming every year. They're getting ready to go now next month.